I'm Callan and welcome to the Game Train Express Cast, a quick news-focused podcast talking about all the goings-on at this year's E3 event in LA. Microsoft kicked things off today by officially revealing the new console, the Xbox One X. Like the PlayStation Pro, this is a mid-generation console upgrade with a lot more power under the hood than the Xbox One and pushing games to 4K resolution. The Xbox One X launches worldwide on November 7, retailing at $499 US, which on straight conversion and adding the Australia tax, could be about $700 Australian. From there, the presentation went straight into the games, boasting an impressive 42 games with 22 exclusives. This was Microsoft's biggest showing at E3 ever. Forza 7 kicked off the trailers of games while also on stage revealing the real-life Porsche 2018 911 GT2 RS. Forza 7 is going to have over 700 cars and will be launching exclusively on Xbox on October 3rd this year. Assassin's Creed Origins got its first proper reveal, and like all of the leaks showed, is set in Egypt and deals with forming the Assassin's Brotherhood. The game had that old Assassin's Creed look, but with a heap of RPG elements added, with stats on all gear, character leveling, and skill trees. Assassin's Creed Origins will launch October 2017. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, a hit PC Battle Royale online game, is coming to Xbox late this year. A new trailer was shown for the zombie co-op game State of Decay 2, which is coming out in 2018. A new game was shown off, The Darwin Project, which looked like a class-based PvP game coming exclusively to Xbox. Some Minecraft news. Crossplay was announced, meaning that you can play with your friends no matter what console or device you are playing the game on. Also, a 4K super-duper graphics pack for the game is coming out later this year. Gameplay for Metro Exodus, yet another Xbox exclusive, was shown off. A FPS open-world game coming in 2018. More gameplay was shown for the exclusive pirate co-op adventure game Sea of Thieves. It showed players working together to decipher riddles, hunt for treasure in caves, and fight against other crew ships. It releases early 2018. Crackdown 3 was shown again, featuring Terry Crews in the trailer. It releases on Xbox One and PC November 7 this year. Cuphead finally got its release date of September 29 this year. Exclusive to Xbox, 3D platformer Super Lucky's Tale will launch November 7, 2017. A follow-up to Ori and the Blind Forest was shown, this time named Ori and the Will of the Wisps. The game will be exclusive again to Xbox and PC, but no release date was shown yet. A trailer was shown for Episode 1 of Life is Strange Beyond the Storm. It is being developed by Square Enix and releases on August 31 this year. Also shown during the presentation coming to Xbox was Fable Fortune, Dark and Light, Hello Neighbor, Shift, Conan Exiles, The Artful Escape, a new Dragon Ball fighting game, and Black Desert. To cap off the show, EA came on stage and showed off a gameplay trailer for the new IP, Anthem. It is a third-person action RPG, can be played in co-op, and has a very Destiny-like feel to it. It releases in 2018 and is being developed by BioWare. That concludes this ExpressCast. The next presentation is from Bethesda, which will start at 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Monday afternoon. Keep checking back throughout the week for more ExpressCasts, and tune in on Wednesday when Carl and I will dissect everything together from E3 in our regular podcast. Thanks for listening.